Good evening, guys, and welcome to the Tokyo Lens podcast. As always, if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Tonight, we're doing a little bit of real talk, something that I'm probably not going to be sharing on the vlog for some time at least. So this will be a podcast exclusive episode, at least for now. Now, just a heads up. Episode is planned out. None of tonight's episode is scripted. It's going to be a little more relaxed, a little more slow-paced, quite potentially. And you know what? All of my raw mistakes and stumbles and moments for pausing and thinking are just going to be right in there. So bear with me. It's just going to be a nice little conversation between me and you. You know, being a podcast and the nature of podcasts, this conversation will be somewhat one-sided, but you know, we'll call it a conversation nonetheless. So I want to talk straight to you about something that's very real, something that I think a lot of YouTubers and a lot of vloggers don't put out there as much, and the ones that do may put it out in a little more of a, you know, opening up and complaining mindset. It's something I try to avoid. For regular viewers of the Tokyo Lens YouTube channel, you'll know that one of the reasons that I started the vlog, started the podcast, started everything, was so that I could put a little more accountability on myself to live a life filled with more positivity. Let's start there. Eventually, I'll be sharing a bit of this information on the YouTube channel, but why? Why did I feel the need to fill my life with more positivity? What was so wrong in my life? I wouldn't say so much that something was wrong, but it wasn't right. You see, all of us have our own issues. Every single person that you see out there every single day is struggling with something just like you are, just like I am, just like everybody else is. We all have our good days, we all have our bad days. But it got to the point where I started to get wrapped up in the negativity. It got to the point where living in a big crowded city far from home like Tokyo became less of a positive and more of a burden. Everywhere I went, there was people. The weather is up and down. It gets dark really early. I had so many reasons to complain. And I started doing that more and more. I'd wake up, I'd check the weather report, I'd see, oh, it's rainy again today. Oh, I can't go out, I can't do anything. I'd get out there, it'd be super crowded, even on the, you know, sunny and beautiful days. And I'd be like, what was the point of going out? It's so crowded, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. And this became my lifestyle. The things that we do over and over, the things that we repeat, they become our habits, and our habits become who we are. And who I was slowly, no, not slowly, who I was very quickly becoming was a negative person, and I did not like it. It got to a point where I woke up one day, I looked in the mirror, and I just didn't like the person standing in front of me. Because when you're putting out that much negativity into the universe, negativity comes back. You see things negatively. What you search for in this world is what you find. If you're looking for negatives, if you're looking for stresses, if you are looking for a reason to complain, you will find it. And that had become my life. I became very tired of that life. Negativity is the easy way out. It really is. It's a lazy man's game. And I was full on lazy. I was looking for any excuse that I could not to do something, not to reach out to a friend, not to go outside, just so that I could sit home, maybe watch some Netflix, play a video game or two, and do nothing. And that was my life. It wasn't a great life, and it wasn't one that was producing anything. I had so many things that I wanted to share, but all of these things that I wanted to share were getting bogged down in the negativity that had become who I was at the time. That is an incredibly long-winded way for me to explain the backstory to how I started the Tokyo Lens channel. I woke up one day and I was like, this needs to change. YouTube was a great way for me to do that. It was a great way for me to start framing things more positively. I loved creating. I'd been making videos forever. I just wasn't in them. And I was like, by turning the camera on myself, I have two choices. I can continue this round of negativity and spew that out into the universe, and what will I get back? I will get back negativity. I'll get back negativity on my channel, and you know what? I'm not going to be adding anything to anyone's life, and I knew that if I started a channel based on that type of stuff, there would be no point in even starting. A, nobody would watch, and B, the people who would watch wouldn't be the quality of people that I'd want to surround myself with moving forward in my life. So I started thinking, what do I want? I want to be a better, stronger person. We all want to be a better, stronger person. So I decided I'm going to stop the negativity. I'm going to take the effort to be positive and put that out there. There are so many things I want to share. When I moved to Japan, I fell in love with this city of Tokyo, and I wanted to share it with the world. Every single time over the last couple of years that I have had a visitor come to Japan and spend some time with me, I have loved showing them around Tokyo. I've loved showing them around Japan. I love sharing the tiny little trinkets and the additional information, the hidden backstreet secrets. It's something that I loved doing. So many of my friends were like, why aren't you writing a blog or making a vlog or any of those things that rhyme with og that put this information out there? And so that's where it all began. I decided, you know what, we're going to start Tokyo Lens back up. We're going to get this going. And we're going to focus full on positivity, because Tokyo is a beautiful place. This is a beautiful world, and we only get that one shot. Now, I know a lot of this is starting to sound like really cheesy stuff, and I'm trying to find a way that I can word all of this so that it doesn't come out as pure cheese. But in the end, honestly, what you put into the universe is what you get back. What you search for is what you find. These are real hard facts. And so I started to live the life of positivity. I started this back in July, maybe August of 2017. It is currently April of 2018. We are just a few short months away from a year, and the life that I have now is so much different and so much better. When you go out and you see a rainy day and you're like, oh, I really wanted to make this video today, but I can't, and you have to turn that into something positive. You have to adjust to the situation, and you have to put a message out there that will hopefully not only entertain, but make someone's day a little bit better. It's a challenge. It is not easy, but you find something because you're searching for it. You find something about that day, about whatever's going on, or some message that's been stuck deep inside of yourself that you want to share, and what makes it worth it. And this has become everything to me. For regular viewers of the vlog, you will know that especially on my deeper, more intimate videos, I try to go deep on that comment section with you guys. I try to, if I can, reply to as many of, if not all, the comments that I can. In fact, I did a video, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago called I Need to Say This. It was a heartfelt thank you to everybody who has joined the channel in this very short time and joined this journey, supported everything that we're doing, and just making this, I'm getting too deep into it. It was a thank you video. And I've gotten more comments on that video, I think with my own comments, the current comment count is just shy of maybe 700-800 comments on that video. But I've read and replied to nearly every single one. New comments keep rolling in, and when I can, I keep replying to them. Why though? It's because these comments are what drive me. Some of these comments mention how, you know, there are people who are stuck at home, people who cannot get outside, people who cannot see the world, people suffering from physical ailments and depression and everything like that. And they share that, you know, the motivation, the inspiration, the chance to live vicariously through the life that I'm sharing with them is something that they look forward to on a daily, if not weekly, basis. That right there is what I wanted when I started. I wanted to put out something that would give a bit of value, that would make someone's day even just a little better, even if it was just one person, even if 20 people watched my video and maybe one of them had a slightly better day because of it. Maybe if one person decided, you know what, I'm going to try to be a little more positive today, even though the weather isn't great. I wanted to put that out into the world. Because by putting that out, I'm going to get a lot more of that back, and that cycle will continue, and that is exactly what's happened. The comments section of my YouTube channel has become such a beautiful and wonderful place. The people, you guys, you have started to interact with each other right there within the comments and get to know each other. I see people chatting and sharing information with each other. We're forming a community that isn't going to be short-lived, a community that we can take forward with us through the years, that we can learn from each other, something that gives us a safe space. The amount of negativity on my YouTube channel in the comment section is almost zero. So much to the point that I think it was about a month ago, somebody left a really negative comment like, "Oh, your face is stupid, you need to shave your beard," or something like that. And rather than being offended by it or upset by it, I was kind of touched. I wondered what had happened with this individual that they had had such a difficult day that they felt the need to leave that comment. So I left some positivity back to them, some love back to them. I don't remember what I said, but I told them that I definitely hope that their day gets better and that feel free to use the comments section as a safe space. I put it out there on Twitter and I said, "Hey guys, absolutely no negativity towards this person, but if you want to send them some love, it would be a great representation of what we're doing here on Tokyo Lens." And so many people jumped on and shared love towards this person, supported them, told them they hope they had a better day, told them that things will get better. It was a beautiful sight to see. So beautiful, in fact, that I pinned that comment to the top of the channel as a representation of what the Tokyo Lens channel and what we are doing together is. We're moving forward together as a community to make just to make your day better. But, and this is the big but, does it mean that every day is perfect? Does it mean that I don't have bad days and I don't struggle with things? You already know the answer to that. No, it doesn't mean that at all. Just like you might even be having today. I don't know. I don't know when you're listening to this. I do. I have bad days. Even the last couple of days have been up and down. Again, if you're a regular viewer, you'll know that I'm currently preparing for a shamisen tournament. It's a Japanese instrument, and it is the biggest tournament of the year held in northern Japan. I'm going to be going up there in about almost exactly 2 weeks from today to compete. Last year, I took the judge's special prize. It was a really big deal. It was a fantastic win for me. But the year has been so incredibly busy that I have not had the opportunity to practice my shamisen as much as I want. And I'm going into this knowing that the chances of me winning anything this year, or even hitting the score that I hit last year, probably aren't great. That's been a struggle for me because I don't want to go in assuming the worst, that I'm not going to do great, or that it's not going to be a good experience, or that it's going to be a waste of my time and money or anything like that. I want to stay positive about it, but I also have to stay realistic because I know that in the next 2 weeks, there's no way that I'm going to bring my skill of not practicing for a year up to the stage. Last year, I practiced every single day for 4 months. For 3 to 5 hours a day in order to achieve what I achieved. This year, that has been 0 hours a day, 7 days a week, except for this week. And you have the muscle memory. It's the same as doing any sports or any instrument. You go to pick it up, you kind of remember, you get the feel, but the finer details, the thing that makes it what it is, aren't there. And this is just one example of one of the things I've been struggling with. All of us have much deeper personal issues, loss of loved ones, everything like that, that we struggle with all the time. Maybe you have health issues that you're struggling with. Again, for the regular viewers, you know that I lost the hearing in my left ear recently. It's coming back. Things are getting better. There's some positivity right there, but it's been a scary and stressful experience. What I really wanted to put out there is Despite living this life filled with positivity, it doesn't mean that all the negative things just magically go away and evaporate. But living a life of positivity has made me feel like I'm much more apt and much more capable to deal with these things than I probably would have been a year ago. I think right after Christmas time, I'd say, I went to Canada around Christmas, and after Christmas, I got hit with a lot of heavy, heavy stuff. It was a lot to deal with at once. Each thing individually was kind of overwhelming on its own, but all together, it was almost just too much to handle. Now, had this happened exactly 1 year ago, I don't know what I would have done. It most definitely would have been too much to handle. But I decided that I'm gonna fight through it. I'm gonna create. I'm gonna keep putting things out there. I'm gonna keep searching for the positives in life. And doing this, forcing myself to try to find these positive things, really kind of balanced it out. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it and say that it made everything better, but it definitely made it more palatable, more easy to cope with. And so today isn't this giant sales pitch for positivity. If anything, it's more of a, it's okay to have bad days. We all have them. I have them too. But it is definitely a push for the value that the positivity can bring to your life. I know I've probably said positivity 9,000 times in this podcast today, and it may be sounding a bit redundant, but it's one of those things I kind of want to drive the message home. There's this book that a friend gave me years ago. I think it was by Napoleon Hill or something like that. It's called Think and Grow Rich. It's one of the most difficult books I've ever read, not because the content was difficult or because the writing was difficult, but simply because that book basically had the exact same message on every page, in every chapter, just repeated in different words over and over and over. My friend told me it might be a little bit of a challenging read based on my personality, but just fight through it. And at the end, let's have a bit of a discussion. I did. I fought through the book. I read the entire thing. And at the end, I got it. I got what he was trying to get through to me. And basically, the point of the book is if you want money, you've got to think about money. Money's got to be everything. It's got to be on your mind all the time, all the time. And he gave that book to me not so that I would start thinking about money, but so that I would start evaluating the things that are valuable to me in life and putting those on the front line of my daily thoughts. And that is what I'm doing here, hopefully, today in talking about this positivity. This podcast and being able to sit down and talk to you guys, this is just as much for me as it is for you guys. It's a chance for me to sit down and evaluate where I'm at with things. It's a chance for me to sit down and just let all of this out verbally. And so, I feel like I've started to go in circles, to be honest with you guys. But yeah, that's basically, in a nutshell, what I wanted to say tonight regarding positivity. I hope that this podcast, if not entertaining in the least, has added a little bit of something or given you something to think about today. Because this is a point that has become increasingly important in my life. When I started this entire journey, I thought, you know what, let's go at it for a couple months. Let's see how far it takes us. If the rabbit hole seems deep enough, maybe we'll keep going. We're almost a year later, and I feel like I've barely scratched the surface of this. So, yeah, if you're having a good day, I'm so happy to hear it. If you're having a bad day, try to find the positives. I promise you, it'll get better. The stuff I've been through in the 9, 10 months that I've been doing all of this, I would not be able to cope with as well as I am if it wasn't for trying to find the positives. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to join tonight. It has been wonderful just sitting down and talking to you. This has been one of the longer podcast episodes that I've done. If you enjoyed it, definitely either shoot me some feedback on Twitter, which I would absolutely love to hear. You know, let me know what you thought of the podcast. Maybe drop something on one of my YouTube videos in a comment. Let me know what you thought. Or if you are willing to take the time, definitely leave me a review right here on the podcast. Give me a star rating and let me know what you thought. I love reading that feedback from you guys. I can't wait to hear from you. And I hope that today is a spectacular day for you. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.